This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The terror trial of Osama bin Laden's son-in-law began today in Manhattan's federal court. The 48-year-old Muslim cleric Suleiman Abu Ghaith is accused of conspiring to kill Americans in his role as al-Qaeda's spokesman after the September 11th attacks. He's the highest-ranking member of the terrorist network to face trial on U.S. soil since the attacks. Journalist and documentary filmmaker Habiba Nasheen was inside the courtroom in Lower Manhattan for opening statements. Welcome back to WNYC, Habiba.
Thank you, Amy.
How did federal prosecutors lay out their case? Who did they say Abu Ghaith was?
Prosecutors spoke to an anonymous jury in a packed room today, and they really tried to paint Abu Ghaith as not only the man who appeared in various videos for al-Qaeda, but they also tried to portray him as a man who was personally tapped by Osama bin Laden to help recruit terrorists to kill for al-Qaeda. You know, what we know about Abu Ghaith is that he's a Kuwaiti national who spent years in a prison in Iran. He's not actually being tried for 9/11. Prosecutors are very clear to say that he is being tried for what they call his actions, which were mainly at this point, we know, are words that he said in these videos that were made right after 9/11, and the prosecutors call them murderous powers of his words. That Abu Ghaith had used to rally terrorists around the world against America.
I understand that prosecutors showed a picture to jurors today of Abu Ghaith sitting right next to Osama bin Laden the day after 9/11.
That's right. And this photo we know is from a video that they plan to show during the trial. And the prosecutors especially pointed a number of times to the AK-47 that Suleiman Abu Ghaith was holding in the photo. And this was their attempt to try to show that this was not just a guy who appeared in some random videos stating, you know, hate speech against Americans, but this was a guy who, they argue, was part of the innermost powerful network of al-Qaeda and was tapped personally again by Osama bin Laden to help recruit other people to carry out terrorist attacks against America.
And Abu Ghaith's attorney, Stanley Cohen, what did he say in his opening statement?
Stanley Cohen asked the jurors to look beyond the hate and revenge and just to look at the evidence. And, you know, they argued, and these were his words, he called the words of his client dumb and stupid in the video. And he said, you know, he acknowledged that people are going to be angered by these words, but that in itself is not a crime, his words in these videos, and that the government will have to show that his client was part of a terrorist plot, which he claimed Abu Ghaith had nothing to do with.
What's at stake for the federal government in this trial?
I think this is an absolutely important case for the government to show that the U.S. government can handle these cases outside a military commission. And this case is a test trial for that. So there's a lot at stake to make sure that this doesn't turn into a circus, which is what the fear has always been. And that has not happened for the most part. Even though the courtroom was packed. The judge is a very, you know, strict judge, as you can see from his demeanor. He is not about to let this turn into a circus. And he's done a pretty good job at maintaining that.
The federal judge, Lewis Kaplan, may not want this to turn into a circus, but I understand defense attorneys are trying to enlist help from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind, to bolster the case for an acquittal. Tell me more about that. Is there a possibility that KSM will testify in this trial?
I think there is no chance that KSM will testify in person in this trial. What the defense team has been trying to do is they have sent a list of questions to KSM to answer to determine at this point if he is even a useful witness for the defense. But the attorney for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has not yet been assured that these answers will not end up in the hands of government agencies who he does not want the answers to be seen by. So that's one of the things that has been hanging over this trial, as the defense attorney is trying to get these answers from the attorneys of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and they at this point have not given those answers back.
Journalist and documentary filmmaker Habiba Nasheen is covering the trial of Suleiman Abu Ghaith in Lower Manhattan. We'll check in with you again, Habiba, as the trial continues.
Thank you, Amy.
This is WNYC.